You're listening to SecurityInfoWatch.com's podcast. Today's broadcast features Ian Ehrenberg of Nice Vision talking about video analytics and the recent acquisition of Fast Video Systems.
Well, we're here today with Ian Ehrenberg at ISC West to talk about Nice Systems. Ian, can you bring us up to speed on what's happening in the world of video analytics?
Video analytics continues to be a major interest point for every one of our customers and prospects that we talk with. It is clear that video now is going to take a change in its stature and scope of responsibility in security, surveillance, and what will now evolve into is real-time detection. Video has historically been an asset or a resource that, after the fact, allowed you to go back and do some investigation. Maybe someone had a camera and did some real-time monitoring or live monitoring, but other than recording, there really was no tag or tie-in. What is clearly evolving as a main expectation and requirement from our customers that we're dealing with and organizations that are engaging us is, how do I take that same employed resource and asset and now turn into a real-time detection, alarming, acknowledgement tool? When you look at employing assets and resources, whether the assets and resources are adamant or inanimate or human or non-human, of course, you never have enough asset at the right time, at the right spot. But with this technology, it's allowing you now to do much better load leveling, resource planning, resource allotment. For example, suppose you want to secure a transportation center, transportation facility. Now, clearly, during the day, it will have peaks and valleys of what having it for traffic. So during the rush hours, systems like ours will allow you to take security professionals, trained first responders, aggregate them all together to focus on the very high volume areas, and the lower volume or medium volume areas can have technology be watching them. And the minute an intrusion occurs, or some people come by, or something is detected that's an exception, or something that you have programmed in it to notify the system or the first responder on, it's at least being watched. But you don't have to take human assets and spread them out thinly over the low and medium area at the expense of this high volume area that requires human attention.
Let's talk about some of the modules and what the analytics can do then.
For example, I spoke about the what was I talking to now? So, did I mention one? No, I was just talking to someone else.
Transportation.
I'm sorry, I was just talking to someone else about that. For example, we were talking about transportation. We might have, intrusion detection or people counting, or a combination of the both of them, so that in a back corridor or a walkway that goes from one train platform to another, the moment one person walks through there, or a second person walks through there, or the moment one person stops walking through there, that triggers an alarm. So rather than have a set security guard or just a camera there watching it and sequencing through one of 1,000 cameras, you know, a 9x9 grid, it's not going to do anything. Here, this runs 24x7, and it can set alarms and detection based upon what you perceive to be of interest to your facility. It could be, like I said, someone stopping. It could be someone stopping from 2 feet down and 2 feet out, where the corner, where the wall and the floor meets. If you're going to have a vagrant or a local person starting to take up residence there, that might be offensive to your customers.
Yeah, we've got some of these clips.
We can show you all these things, and this happens. For example, also, how about something as mundane as a shopping mall? There is every shopping mall installed video surveillance.
That was you on Fox News a moment ago.
So, imagine shopping mall. But now, what are they concerned about? They want their customers to feel safe for everyone, and they want their not only to feel safe, but to be safe, not to feel threatened, and to actually provide this level of security and demonstrate it. So, for example, all of a sudden, a group of young people, teenagers, goes running through the mall and creating some havoc. Well, that's going to be disturbing to young mothers with baby carts. That's going to be unsettling to them. they're not going to want it. They'll go somewhere else. It just wakes up their babies. It's a concern. So that abnormal behavior or that uniquely different behavior can be triggered, and immediately a security guard dispatched or a first responder saying, hey guys, just calm it down. Doesn't have to have being, you know, excessive force or do anything that's, but just set the tone of what you want this facility to be. It might also be a purse snatcher. So the minute it ends running, that is an abnormal behavior in a shopping mall where strolling at a certain speed is the norm. The minute that happens, boom, set up an alarm so they can see where the person's running to, and then hopefully apprehend this person and show that this is a safer mall. Don't do your shoplifting. Don't do your purse snatching here. And that way customers come in, the merchants are happier, they'll pay more rent, and trickle down a purse.
So we talk about identifying, you know, fast movement, identifying cessation of movement in a particular area. What are some of the latest modules that NICE has developed?
Directional movement. We are, and again, I will not name names, we're not allowed to, but we are installed in airports where we now have security places. The movement of people are allowed only in one direction. But you can have all the people move in one direction, but the moment one goes the other way, triggers it off. So it's not just movement of people, it's directional movement. And this is a uniquely different offering that NICE can provide to its customers. And we combine these. So we have directional movement, we have object recognition. It's not a pixel-based solution, it's an object-based solution, so you can define an object. We were just in an evaluation and test where we were able to distinguish between a human being and a dog. So that when this detection was determined, the customer doesn't want false alarms. And that's the other side of having artificial intelligence or real-time alarming. You want to ensure that it is able to provide reasonable expectations for what it is trying to detect versus false alarms. And because of our technology, we're able to provide some of the highest quality sustained alarming versus the lowest false alarms. So again, distinguishing, when you think about it, a camera way out there between a dog and a human being is a fairly difficult activity.
Even though we're speaking about emerging technologies, do you think it's too premature to speak to our integration with the biometric world and what we might be showing here?
We're showing some that will continue to be a very, very strong direction. Biometrics are going to be used for all sorts of technologies, for probably access control, visual identification, confirmation of who the individual is that is asking to do some activity. And it's all going to have to be captured, metadatabases created, so that there's the ease and the ability to either search and go back or to do automatic sequencing of events based upon some Boolean logic that you put in place. So we still feel that facial recognition for any reasonable deployment is not there. It's just there's too many variables. But it will be there. It will happen. It will happen. And they'll use different technologies like the temperature pattern of your face to determine if you're lying or not, or if there's something that why you're in line and you're standing there to give your bag in, why is this person displaying some sort of characteristic that should be further investigated?
And women's body heat is higher than men, according to Modi, and the study they're working on.
Yeah, there's also, so the technologies are, how do you use this technology? Because the technology is going to be there. The sensor, the camera, the capture and the collection of it, the creation of the database, and the alarming is there. Why not use it and repurpose it and have it do a multitude of functions based upon what your organization's expectations or goals are? And that is clearly the direction we're taking. And, you know, putting aside whether you have IP or whether you have, you know, just just a basic coax cable solution, whether you have a software only or a full DVR, an NVR, or it's wireless, or great, that'll all continue to advance, no question. The main thrust is, though, is how you're taking something that is, right now, in some ways, a mature technology, a camera lens, and bringing it as close to how you think. Not replacing the human brain, I'm not even going to suggest that it is, but how do we at least get it closer in that direction? Still quite a ways away, but closer. And
since we're at ISC West, we've got a lot of dealers and integrators coming in, going to be seeing the fast systems that you guys are showcasing. What does that acquisition mean for U.S. dealers and integrators?
It's we're very glad we acquired Fast. It has added a very nice complement to what we currently had offered prior to the acquisition. It now provides us with encoders, an IP solution. We have some full software solutions that we can offer to those system integrators and dealers of ours that had to rely upon other vendors in the past. What we'd like to be is the video recording management, real-time detection vendor of choice for our system integrators and our customers. So they don't have to have multiple responsibilities. Everybody would like to have fewer responsibilities that are deeper and more significant. And that is the direction we're going. Deeper and more significant, so that whatever your requirement is for video capture, video management, video security, video surveillance, we would be able to provide you a solution based upon what your needs are.